I went down for a block tackle, so her knee came in contact with the front of my head.
IU field hockey star Jessica McGivern is no stranger to sports injuries.
You know that you could hurt yourself, you could roll your ankle, like anything could happen, but it's not really in the forefront of your mind because all you want to do is just compete and get better.
And she says that love of competition has led to multiple concussions on the field.
It's very serious.
Jessica is one of over 55,000 student athletes and military members taking part in a concussion study pioneered by IU School of Medicine, the Department of Defense, and the NCAA.
It's not only the largest and most comprehensive study in history, it's the only study in history that has looked comprehensively at concussions in females.
The study was recently awarded over $42 million to begin phase two, which will expand the study and follow athletes up to 10 years after a concussion to learn more about long-term effects. Lead researcher Dr. Thomas McAllister says the study's findings have resulted in changes to concussion protocols nationwide.
People are concerned that a single concussion or repetitive head impacts may result in long-term or permanent damage. And I think the only way to find this out is by exactly this kind of study.
Researchers say this study will not only help improve concussion protocols for athletes, but also help educate parents on the safety of sports.
Well, there's been a lot of fear about certain sports, like should we allow our children to play football or, you know, ice hockey.
This is the kind of study that I think will really allow us to, give parents good information so that they can make an informed decision about what their kids participate in.
While the research is ongoing, McAllister says the study's findings will be released as researchers learn more. In Bloomington, Lindsay Stone.